Okay, started the recording. Welcome to the April edition of the Link to Leads Mastermind. And we're just going to begin our process here while we're waiting for some other people to come in. And I'm going to share my screen and we will start the process. So this morning, I want to focus on the actual work inside LinkedIn that it comes up to our members to accomplish once we've generated activity with the messaging. So I'm going to use some of my own examples and then perhaps something from others as well. Let's start with this fellow, Dan. So he got my welcome message. I'm going to continue down here and get the PS. And he responded to the PS. He said, "Thanks, Henry, but I'm already working with someone." So now I would think a number of people might be put off by that, might say, "Okay, this guy's toast. So I'm going to unconnect or I don't bother him anymore." You might be dissuaded. But in my brilliance, and my experience, I realized this could be an opportunity. He's working with someone. That means he's doing something with social media or LinkedIn. So I responded, "Excellent, Dan. I trust all is moving along well with whatever you're doing. I'll be staying in touch. Let me know if you want me to stop things." So I'm trying to be a good citizen there. He just gave me a big thumbs up, which is something, you know, you can do quickly. But hey, we're still engaged. It's all good. So then I didn't change anything, and he got my next automated message. I primed that because I said this was my welcome message he responded to. "I'll be in touch if you want me to stop sending out the articles." So now he knows there's going to be articles. So then he gets the next one a couple weeks later. This is my first article from Entrepreneur Magazine. And he responds. Said, "I do most of that stuff. Recently hired someone to do some of it for me and be more proactive." So now I'm realizing he's hired someone to do posting and that sort of stuff. That person that's working for him is not really my competitor. In fact, that person might be able to help a guy like this fellow actually keep abreast of all the stuff that's going on if we were to be working with him. So then he said, "Go to this website." So I did. And what I found out was that this material he's using is something I'm very familiar with. It's the OMG profile for salespeople. So it took me like 60 seconds to go there and check how I went. And I went back, "Hey, you know, I love the OMG profile. It's one of the best out there. I'll be in touch. I'll keep staying in touch." And he said, "I agree." And he said, "Dan Curlin, the founder, is a friend." So now I've really got a back and forth with this fellow, right? So he said he wanted to, you know, if I wanted to run a test or two. I said, "Thanks for the offer. I don't need it right now, but that's great to know. I'll be staying in touch." So look here. Then he says, "Why don't we set up a time to talk for a few minutes? Sounds like a short call would be time well spent." So then we go through the process of setting up a call. Now, we're set up for tomorrow. I don't know where it's going to go. He may be thinking, maybe I can do some business with this guy. On the other hand, I don't know. I don't want to prejudge. What about the fact that he's saying, "Hey, this fellow's for real in LinkedIn. He's not just blasting out messages. He's a real guy. He's got some affinity with me. Let me find out more about what he's doing. I wonder if I could do it like he does it." I don't know. I won't know until I get on the phone. But I want to share this example because it's a very good example of how things can be. And I encourage everyone with this example, when you get that says, "Oh, I've already got somebody." I know some people they say, "Well, I've already got a business coach," or someone else says, I've already got a financial advisor, or someone else says, I'm already working with a franchise advisor. Well, okay, but don't give up. Keep going. Build the message here is build the relationship, because that will begin to uncover things where they've actually might have been something. So now we've got another one here. This guy named Dave Toma. So this I've skipped down to my message 4, where I suggest that we get on a phone call. And I've been in touch with this guy for about 40 days. And he gets this message. And then he says, well, what zone? Eastern? And I'm just going to be transparent here. I missed this one, which you will sometimes do. But I wanted to example here the sort of the value of sending out these follow-up messages on a schedule. So next, he got my request for a phone call. So I kept on going. And then I said, hey, you know, I missed that. I'm really sorry. And respond, actually. And so that's okay, because he got my next message, which was on a schedule. And it was the second request for a phone call. And boom, he says, what's your availability today? I got right on that one. I said, thanks for endorsing me, because he had endorsed, and we got a, you know, what time works for you. We went back and forth. But we went quite a bit back and forth on this one, and he gave me a Calendly, and I went there, and we did it, and so we've got an appointment. So that's all good. I wanted to bring another example in from Mariel Miller. She's a franchise advisor, and she does a good job working in here with people. So here's her connection request. And I'm sorry. This is her request for the phone call. Mariel is someone who has tried to get on the very first message, but we keep on persevering. I think I had to convince Mariel a little about this. And she, excuse me, she actually acceded to it. So this is her message for, and this is suggesting a phone call after a few articles and so on. And here this guy says, hi, Mariel, thanks for the message. I'd be interested in discussing. Let me take a look at the calendar and let you know. Well, we can't really trust that, right? So Mary, she said, very good, Eric. And she went back to, this week's pretty tight for me, but I also do evenings, Tuesday, and so on and so forth. And he delayed, but he's circling back. Do you have time this Friday? And so on and so forth. And she's traveling, but she's keeping on it. So these are two busy people. They're on planes, but finally they've got the appointment happening. So I wanted to bring this because it's important for people to understand the importance of running things like this and keeping on it with people. And there's one more I'd like to show here. And let me get that. This one here is one that I ran through with somebody. This started out with this fellow Grant, and he got my request. I gave him my welcome message. After my welcome message has the PS, just the phone call. And he says, I'm not really solopreneur, because I talk about those. I'm focused on running larger businesses. I'm not interested in building a coaching business. I'm really looking to build struggling businesses. Okay. Well, that appears to be a denial or something, but I want to engage. So I said, thanks for responding. I looked at his website, which took me, what, 30 seconds. TMG, that's the company, looks well put together. I'll be staying in touch by means of articles. And he says, sounds good. Thanks, Henry. So now he's getting my series of articles. Here's my article from different and so on. And then I ask him to go and check the company page and so on and so forth. And now I'm giving him my automated next one, my scheduled one, which is, hope you're having a good Wednesday. Here's here's something that I'm doing. Take a look at my video. And he didn't respond. So now he gets my next message. I thought we ought to jump on a phone call. So again, this is like 40 days out or so. And he says, I'm sure you're aware that I get results like requests like this 2 to 3 times a day. You can see exactly what I do when you look at my profile, check out my websites. It makes sense. We can schedule a call. I took that up. I went and looked at a bunch of stuff. And I resonated with the idea that he mixes business coaching and marketing and so on and so forth. I'm speaking to him. And I even suggested with a smiley face, hey, you know, if this is really not where you're at, no problem. I can leave you alone. We can unconnect. Oh, Henry, we don't need to unconnect. But I'm still not sure how you can help. I looked at your video and all my business service based, and we don't use LinkedIn. And I'm persevering. Look, if you took the time to watch the video, thanks. There's nothing issue. I get it. Perhaps we can stay connected. I will be sending you more stuff. And look here, many people might consider this dead, right? Okay, this guy, I looked at your video. Nothing relates to me. I'm missing something. Use LinkedIn. So I persevered, and finally he said, I'm going to connect you with Joel Mercado, who is one of my business partners. I should get my pointer up here. He struggles a little with lead generation. Maybe you can help him. So now he added one of his guys, his business development guy. So then I went through a process with this guy, and he went and looked at the video, and then he said, I'd like to schedule a phone call. And so this is, you know, this is kind of important stuff that to realize that this is a long process. This went from January until, you know, we had our phone call yesterday. So, it's just important that everybody be willing to take the time with these to do what's necessary and make things happen. So let's see, I want to go for one more thing and then maybe we'll throw this open. And this has to do with that networking phone call. And sometimes people don't get this quite right, but this is really the summit of the mountain. When you get this call, the most important thing is asking questions. Ask them questions. Follow up with more questions. This is the script from our tip sheet. And really, the summit of the mountain is this question: what would you say is your main challenge? And related to what you do, so it depends. For Marielle, it's something, what's your main challenge with your career at this stage in your life? Do you feel you need additional investments or income? Because she adds franchises to people's portfolios. Or it might be something like Steve does with business valuation and exit planning for people. And so on and so forth. It depends there. You've got to craft that question based on what you're doing is trying to get their pain point and then casually position your solution. Honestly, Danny, I wasn't sure where the conversation was figured since we've been crossing paths, there might be some benefit to learning more about what each other is up to and so on. So then you want to make your offer. And this is where I've told everyone, you've got to have your offer clear. And these phone call, this whole process is going to suffer if your offer is not clear. So that's the content for now. I'd like to bring this in at this point, as far as I understand. We've got a couple people on the phone outside of this. They're driving. I guess they're not coming in. So actually, Todd, you and I are here, and I just would like to ask you, one time I asked you before, offer part of this, and I'm wondering, what's the state of your offer these days when you talk to people?
So right now the offer is really a free consultation, or what's happening more so these days is an invitation to a networking event, and to NABO, in fact, where it's much easier for us to get face-to-face and then schedule a meeting after that.
Sounds good. I've done that numerous times myself. For those that will be listening to this, Todd is working locally, virtually, with what he does. So let me continue down this. have you been successful in getting some people from LinkedIn to those networking events?
Yeah. It's a very, you know, non-threatening, non-invasive, not non-salesy way to get people out there. So to offer them something complimentary.
Couldn't agree more. So when you've met them at this networking event, sort of what were the next steps that took place?
So that's really where I'm qualifying them and seeing if it makes sense to schedule another meeting. And so mm-hmm. we've had success with that where, you know, it's a great environment. It's networking. They understand that we're going to be talking about what we do and asking the questions of them. Mm-hmm. And it's fairly easy to transition, I think, into saying, hey, it'd be a fantastic idea just to get together one-on-one to continue the momentum and learning more about what we each do.
Good. Okay. So that's been a staple for you. I also know that you run a workshop, and at one point you were inviting people to a local workshop from LinkedIn, and I think you met a person or two that way. Did what panned out there?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be straight.
I was going to say regretfully on that one. I probably didn't give enough leeway time. So we sent the invitation out to all these new connections, a couple weeks prior, which we needed more time to do.
I see. So
we did get one person to show up, but I think that better planning next time will be more fruitful.
Okay. Well, I'll say, I mean, 2 weeks notice is okay. So we might want to investigate next time one comes up, something about maybe the messaging or the appeal or the number that we send out or that sort of thing. We've been building your connections pretty much from scratch. So that means you didn't have all that many when we actually went out there. But I'm encouraged to hear this connection with the business networking group. For people listening, that's definitely something to consider, and to note Todd's idea about the non-threatening environment of a networking group. You have to be careful what it is, though. Of course, chamber events, and this is for business owners, who is Todd's target. It's a very high-level event, and when you get there, nobody's selling anything. There's a whole lot of business owners and some advisors and other people you can network with as partners. And everybody who comes is always impressed and enjoys it, and you can't lose. But sometimes someone mentioned to me the other day that this person is in the lead generation business, and he's a member of BNI, the Business Networks group. And he said, well, maybe I could invite people to that. But my thought was, well, BNI is a lead development group. And why would you want to, invite one of your prospects to something that's actually competing with you? What if they join BNI instead of you? So it's important to consider where you're inviting people. Of course, your own workshop is really good. Maybe you can invite people to other workshops. Or I know, listening, I know Todd pretty well, and you're working with another person who runs workshops.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, do you invite people off LinkedIn that you've met to that guy's workshops, because they're pretty much non-competing with you?
We have not yet. That's something to be considered. We're focusing more on our current client base for that. But I think you bring up a good point, and really would have to, I guess the timing of it, our own workshops has to be taken into consideration. But that's not, might not be a bad idea. Maybe you could talk more about whether it makes sense to blast something out to all your connections, or maybe sort of target a dozen or so and go after them that way.
You can certainly target. And with LinkedIn Sales Navigator, you can do what's called tagging. Generally, our team is not in a position to do tagging for you.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to send Loretta in there to look at someone's connections and determine who I'd want to target. I would say that would be something that our client would want to do. So in your case, Todd, that would be, you'd want to go in there and do it. Perhaps, I don't know, but someone's going to go in there. Once you've got that tagged list, we can segment that list and we can send special messaging only to that list.
Okay.
It's worth your while to go in there, and I highly recommend it. And for those of you that are listening, if you want to set up a tagged list of targeted people in connections to whom we send special messaging, please let me know. We can guide you through how to do that. That is definitely possible and somewhat recommended, in fact. Some people, when we start with them, they go and create a tagged list of the people they have that are targets before we start with them. Get those into our system that way as well. But Todd, you bring up an important caution, which is you don't want to give people invitation fatigue.
Right.
What I call it. Inviting them to too many things. So, and also we make sure people don't get messaging fatigue, because we try to keep the message like 2 weeks apart for the most part.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will start emailing people they've met through LinkedIn. In that case, it's important to let us know, take them out of our messaging list, because now they really become a prospect with you through email, and they should stop getting messages through LinkedIn. We want to remove them as a connection, and that's why we have our do not message list. Todd, since you and I are talking, is there any other points you'd like to bring up this morning?
The only other thing... I mean, I was away for a week.
Right.
You really have to stay on top of things. Otherwise, I mean, I had somebody reach out to me and basically say, hey, look, you know, I'm responding. I'm interested in stuff. I'm not hearing from you. So it's not too difficult to do, but you have to stay on top of things.
Oh, yes. I was actually in there for Todd. I'm willing to do that with people, by the way, when you go on, if I'm not away or traveling. I got in there twice with you, but I guess somehow I missed that guy coming back at you.
No, this is something from before.
Oh, okay. Oh, earlier on. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Let me remark that, though. In case you've traveled, please let us know so we can at least try to go in there and do some of this work on your behalf, like I was showing you here. I can do that for you. Let's say someone's coming at coming at you and they, you know, they say a little something, well, I can go back in there and look at their website and you know, respond and keep building the relationship. I can't set an appointment for you, but up to that, I can certainly, and if they say, how about an appointment, then I can come back in and say, well, okay, George, I'm out of town right now. I'll be back in touch next Tuesday or something like that and try to cover for you. So, which I did with Todd, and I think hopefully we got a appointment out of that one too. That's a good caution though, Todd. You do have to keep on top of that stuff. Did you save it?
Yes.
One of my examples was the same. I had actually missed the guy. Well, I'm not going to go back through it, but I missed the guy and the ones that I showed you here. And he actually came back at me and I was able to get on there. So I'm glad to hear it. Anything else to bring up, Todd?
Nope.
Anybody on the phone? You guys are muted yourselves out, so we're going to leave it at that. I think we're going to be concise, to the point, save everybody time this morning. Unless there's anything else from you, Todd, everybody else is muted out. We will conclude for this morning.
Okay.
Encourage everyone to be in touch by email or even telephone as your campaigns develop. And certainly be in touch if there's any issues or problems as well. Thanks very much for April. We'll talk to you in May.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.